Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Duality. I'm your host, Ash, and I'm here with our very special guest, best Adriana.
You forgot to put best friend.
It's best like, friend. Am I best friend, the Lucita to my Lupita. Lupita to my Lucita. You see, I got it backwards.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll touch base on that and tap into that at another point, you know.
For sure.
I just want to... First and foremost, before we get into this podcast specifically, I normally pray before I do the podcast. And, you know, I said a little something, but I just feel really called to pray in the beginning of this particular podcast. So, yeah, bear with me if you're here. So I pray in a good way, Creator, to be able to speak from my heart in a really balanced way. You know, to keep in the forefront, the objective is to educate and also to learn, to do my best to be in the utmost balance and integrity and love and keep myself grounded. You know, I know when talking on these podcasts, especially about sensitive topics, it's a difficult thing, you know, to be vulnerable on a public platform, nonetheless live, nonetheless when you're experiencing your own things in your life. So I just want to pray in a really good way that, you know, this podcast reaches whoever it's meant to, and whoever is not meant to listen to it doesn't need to, and everything else like that in a good way. And I just pray that we have fun and get to really unpack some important topics that I feel like a lot of people could benefit from and maybe be protected and guided throughout this. I hope.
With good intention.
Yeah. So thank you for giving me the space to do that and for anyone listening. So good morning, Lori. And good morning, anyone else who is on here.
For sure. Good morning.
And yeah, so I mean, on a more lighthearted note, you know, we could start with the Lupita Lucita. We could start with that since you gave such a great example of that when we were driving. Also,
yeah,
I want to just say, you know, shout out to y'all for like having patience for us. You know, we just pulled up from Queens, so we tried to get here as fast
That's
as possible.
My fault.
But you know, it's okay. We made it happen. But okay. That's love. You know, I knew if I was gonna get you on this podcast, I needed to physically pick you up and bring you.
I would not be here.
So we made it happen.
We did. So exciting. Nervous. I didn't know I was gonna be there. Like, am I shaking?
You're good, because we're just having conversations just like we always do. And that's
like
the
always.
Thing, you know, like yeah. When the thing about the podcast is like, I like to say this podcast particularly is a podcast for people who don't do podcasts, mm-hmm. because I didn't want to do a podcast. You know what I mean? But here I am.
I was gonna ask you that too. Like, how did you like open this for yourself?
This whole thing. That's like a whole story. We can get into it later. I feel like I always tell them about it. So like, but like long story short, a friend of mine wanted to start it and she was like, you want to start it? And I was like, no, like actually, she's like, I think you'd be great at it. And I was like, no, mad shy. Like, I don't know if I want to. And like, long story short, she felt like it was something that I was supposed to do. We did a few episodes and then she wanted to break up with me. And then I was like, all right, we'll do it on the podcast then, you know?
It's like a taboo. It's like things that people don't want to talk about, yeah. Especially live.
Yes. And like, so that
like,
happens.
Doors, we'll talk shit.
Exactly. But we did it in person just to air it out. And then I had another co-host and then we broke up as well. And then we did that also here live, which was cool too. And then since then it's been mine, but ours, because like I share it with, you know, the people who I invite to come on.
Yeah.
And I feel like the people that I tend to select or the people that tend to ask me to come onto the podcast are just like individuals who, like I said, wouldn't traditionally go on a podcast, but you know,
it's a groundbreaker.
Yeah, and it's a safe space. That's the goal, is to make it a safe space. And for those who come on, for myself, and for those who are listening, you know, that's the goal. So that's how that ended up. But yeah.
True.
Yeah, so we were talking about our nicknames.
Lupita and Lucita.
And I forgot about it.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah. I'm like, I feel like I can't hear myself.
Yeah. When you hear that, then you just got to go closer to it. Go you closer. Could call a kiss in the mic.
Right here?
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. And like, I'm over here. I'm always turning my head. So when I turn my head, I try to go like this way. Because closer. If not, then you won't hear it. Like if you hear me from here, it sounds further.
Yeah.
So yeah. But yeah, we were just unpacking our nicknames for each other. I actually forgot the story. And Adriana was telling me.
It was so wild. If you know bootlegs.
If you know bootlegs.
You know that going there never ends well.
Oh, God. So, well, it doesn't exist anymore.
I'm fluent in Spanish, but Ashley has broken Spanish. But when she's drunk, she has conversations in Spanish. So the first time I heard her talking to the cab driver, I was like, am I in the cab with, like, the right person? I was like, am I that drunk that everything sounds like Spanish? I really thought, I'm like, am I hearing? Like, am I delusional? Like, what's happening? And she's talking. And, like, the funniest thing, it was, like, it was a Dominican driver. And they talk very fast. Mm-hmm. And you were answering faster.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, girl, I know you went to Colombia for, like, a year. But, like,
few months.
Colombians talk like they want to cry.
We talk slower. Yeah, we do.
So I'm like, how is she keeping up with her broken Spanish with this Dominican guy? And he was like, oh, well, you guys girl, and you're like keeping up. And I'm like, processing. And I'm like, where did this person come from? Like, are we with the same people? Like, is this really happening? Am I that drunk that her English sounds Spanish to me? And she's speaking Spanish and Puerto Rican. Spanish and English.
I'm weak. Oh my God.
They're like, oh, Mexicans speak like they're singing. Colombians speak Spanish like they're fucking crying. And then they're like, Puerto Ricans speak Spanish and English.
And Dominicans speak Spanish like they're running.
Like they're running. That day you were running. Oh, so we're like, girl, like you were not Ashley. You were like Lucita.
And that's how that happened. Yeah. You know? So then every time, like, you know, like I have an occasion. I'm not like a big drinker or anything. Mm-hmm. But when I do, like apparently I speak fluent Spanish.
She speaks fluent.
So then
fluent
that's Spanish. Why we call my
alter ego.
Drunk alter ego, Lucita. And then Lupita is the right hand. Because, yeah. You know, that's how it goes. So we had a few other instances that happened, and then that name just stuck, you
it
know?
Just stuck. So we're like, oh, I don't have Ashley. I have Lucita. This is Lucita right now.
Yeah, and that's just funny, man, because it's like, I forgot that was such a memory, and when you brought it up for me, I'm like, oh, snap, like, that is what happened.
That's so exactly funny. How it happened.
Because it's like, when I was living in Colombia, you know, my cousins are always like, you know, like, you can speak Spanish, like, why are you so shy? And I'm like
see?
Oh, I'm so shy, like, you know, I felt like I would get crippled by my shyness, like, I was so afraid to say something wrong, you know, like, the perfectionist, and then, like, also, like, I don't know. I just, like, when people speak in Spanish sometimes, I just stop listening because I'm like, well, if I listen and I don't know, I feel dumb. And if I don't listen, then I don't have the opportunity to, like, not feel dumb. You know, obviously, if someone's talking to me directly, of course, I'm doing my best to listen. But if people are having a conversation, like, I won't tune in, you know?
And but you understand it.
I can, yeah. You like, understand I can. It, yeah. For sure. It's like, if I get out of my own head, for sure. And I think that that's what alcohol does sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, kind of gets you out. Yeah, like, you're not so, like, hyper-fixated and, like, you know, things like that. But, you know, alcohol is interesting. It definitely does a thing, you know.
Very interesting.
Definitely does a thing. But I don't think that it really puts anything there that doesn't exist. I think it just enhances things or, you know, exalts things or puts things in a certain way. So, you know, that's that. But to get into the topic, yeah. So, you know, I asked you a question. I was like, what is your view on rebounds? Mm-hmm. And before we get into that, I just want to kind of pull up the definition that I had read about rebounds. Okay. And
like the actual.
Yeah. So the definition for rebounds, from what I've gathered and from what I understand and believe, is that, you know, a rebound is when in a relationship specifically. Mm-hmm. Is when you exit a relationship and then you are, like, still hurting and not healed from that relationship, and then you get involved in something else. Mm-hmm. And usually it's in, like a short time, you know, usually it's, like, but sometimes it could be long. Like, you could still be healing from a relationship for months and then, like, get into a relationship with somebody else, and that could still be considered a rebound. I think it's just a matter of, like, us being really honest with ourselves, like, okay, am I, like, do I feel good enough to, like, move forward? And it's not, like, we'll never fully be healed from anything, really. Like, but you, Yeah, like, but you can be honest with yourself. Only you can really know when you're, like, ready to move on and things of that sort. And, like, some people have a view that it's very quickly, and some people have a view that it's, like, you know, for a long time. And I think that, you know, as much as I have my own opinion on it, I think that, you know, everybody has a different experience, and I don't want to minimize anyone's experience, you know. But, yeah, so I asked you, mm-hmm. and, yeah, if you want to explain your answer.
Well, like I told you, and in the voice memo, I was like, I really think that a rebound is a space holder. I think that some people are not comfortable with being alone, so they want somebody to kind of lean on and be with while they're hurting and healing. Like, that's how some people heal. And it's okay. Everybody heals and deals with things differently. But you're also, like, opening the door and hurting other people on the way on your healing process when they have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
So I really think it's, like, a space holder for the person that they really want to be with.
Yeah.
You know, like, in the back, they're thinking about somebody, but they just don't want to be alone. Mm-hmm. They're just not comfortable with it.
Yeah. I agree. And I feel like that looks different for everybody, mm-hmm. you know. I feel like sometimes it's interesting because it's like I truly believe that we play a part in what we attract, who we attract, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, a part of me is like, how could you knowingly get into a rebound relationship? Like, if you're the person who isn't coming out of rebound, or maybe you're coming out of rebound too, because, you know, like attract likes. Exactly. Yeah. You know, like attracts likes. So mm-hmm. it's like, I think in my head, I'm like, how would you, like, you know, be able to navigate that? Like, not that I have never been in either of those positions, because I've been on both ends. I've been a rebound to somebody. I've rebounded people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, but every time I was in denial of it. Like, every time I was in denial of it. I'm like, yeah, no, like, no, I actually like this person. What do you mean? Like, I'm over this other person. It's like, it's been 10 minutes. Like, you're sure? Are you? Are you really?
Are you sure?
Like, you know, even like, a week, a month, like, a few months, like, for me personally.
It takes time.
It really does. And I feel like any time that I've, like, been like, oh, well, it was, like, 3 months, so it was, like, fine. Or it was, like, you know, a month, 2 months. Like, I look back at it, and I'm like, was I really fine?
I had no business moving on.
Exactly. And the only time I ever felt like I was fine was when it wasn't, like, a serious relationship.
Forced.
Like, yeah, like, when I exited a relationship that I probably should have never been in the first place, and I didn't realize it, but I realized it after. Then, yeah, I've seen, like, a little bit of space. But even so, I could have definitely benefited from being alone longer. You know, I feel like I have constantly tricked myself in my head to think that I was over things that I wasn't. Mm-hmm. And once I've just been, like, really honest with myself, I'm like, yo, like, dude, like, I don't got interest in, like, any of it right now. Like,
I was telling you, too, like, on the phone, I was like, sometimes you have to be comfortable with being alone, mm-hmm. and healing alone. You know, a lot of people can't do it.
Yeah.
Some can, but some can't.
Yeah.
You know, like, you've come so far. Like, you know, when you told me, like, oh, I took myself on a date. And I'm like, wow. Like, that's ballsy.
Yeah, and that was way back when. That was when we were, that was the first year that I went to Philly. That was the year before you.
Yeah. And I wasn't, like, working with you anymore. So
that was right before. That was right before you started working with me, I'm pretty sure. Unless it was right after.
Probably.
It was one or the other. But one, it was, like, around that time frame. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I couldn't
that
be
was,
there.
It was, like, 5-6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like, I'm like, who are you with? And you're like, I'm by myself. I'm like, wow. Like, ballsy.
Yeah.
Like, it takes a lot to be comfortable with that.
Yeah.
To be in your own process.
I just, like, took my little book. You know what I mean? I just feel like, yeah, I just took my little book, and I was just like, I want to, instead of, like, waiting for somebody to give me, like, what I actually want, like, I want to give it to myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I want to give it to myself so that, like,
what do you want to eat? Like, no, what do you want to eat?
Well, that helps too, because then
I'm cooking myself here.
Exactly. It's like, you don't got to ask anybody. Like, I got myself a nice steak dinner, you know,
that's
what I mean?
I want.
And that's what I wanted, you know, and it was nice. It felt really good to do that. And, you know, I encourage anybody I think you should still take yourself on dates even when you're with somebody. Like, you'd be locked in marriage. Like, I still mm-hmm. think that you should take yourself yeah. out on dates. But I think that it's looked at such taboo. Like, people are so fearful of like,
oh, why are you by yourself?
Why are you sitting by yourself? Mm-hmm. You know, like,
I went a table for one.
Yeah, and they're like, just one? I'm like, yeah, just one. Yeah, just one. Just me. You know, and it's like, especially I think the movie theaters, people get really freaked out with. I went to go see The Joker by myself. Ooh. Like, that was interesting.
Must have looked crazy.
I definitely did. But it was, like, it was a good one for me to see. Like, I was mad emotional. It's a very emotional movie.
It is.
I was, like, there, like, ugly crying and just looking around, like, eating my popcorn. And I'm like,
Arthur.
It was so good. I actually really need to rewatch yeah. that. But, yeah, like, not everyone has the ability to. Like, I didn't always have that ability. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't always. I was afraid of how people would perceive me, you know, when I was younger. And, like, I mean, still now, like, everybody is, right? But, mm-hmm. like, it's manageable now. Because I talk to myself and I'm like, you're good. Like, you know why yeah. you're here. You know what you're doing.
The voices in my head are like, "This, you're fine.
You're fine. Like, there's plenty of content here. Like, yeah, we can just talk with ourselves."
Yeah, Gio would be like, because like when I'm like cooking or something mm-hmm. and I'm like, no, this doesn't go here. He's like, who are you talking to? I'm like, to myself. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to myself.
Yeah,
and
like, talking you're crazy. You're talking to the whole crew. Like, yeah. you know, the different aspects. The one that's like the culinary chef. The one that's like trying to keep it together, thinking about the plan
Should
for
I
things
put
tomorrow.
No, not today. Let's put something else in there. Mm-hmm. And then he would notice. He'd be like, "Oh, did you do something different with the rice?" And I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "Oh, I know." I'm like, "Yeah. See the voices. The voices. They told me."
Yeah, and it's like those different versions of ourselves. They'll tell us great things, and sometimes they don't tell us that good of things. And it's like up to us to like pick and choose what part and aspects of ourselves that we want to feed, you mm-hmm. know. And that looks different every day. That looks different for every person. And you know, I think that in that process of like, you know, you break up. Breaking up is a lot. Like, it takes tolls on people, and like. Mm-hmm. It does a lot of things. And then, you know, you're trying to feel good, right? And then we live in a society where everyone's like, yeah, go out and drink and, like, fuck that person and, like,
socialize.
Fuck this person and, like, you know, all these different things. And it's just, like, you know, I'm not trying to condemn that and say that that's, like, wrong. I just feel like that
it's
doesn't work
for
me.
Time, but, yeah. like, not the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, not for the long term.
Some and people need to socialize. Yeah, some people also. Need to socialize. And it's like, but like to like do it, like to like push it on. And then also like people need to have their own boundaries where mm-hmm. they're like, you know, like I don't feel good. Like I actually just want to stay in. Because I know for myself, if I want to stay in and I mm-hmm. go out, I'm asking for trouble. Like yeah. I'm asking for
That's
trouble.
What I was going to tell you. I'm like, but you're not a person that actually likes to go out.
Yeah.
But like it's either like there's no half ass. It's yeah. either you're staying in. Or you're
or
going
I'm committing
out.
To going out, yeah.
You're
I'm
going,
just committing
going
to
out.
It fully.
Like, should I call out of work already for Saturday? Because we're not going to go out for 2 hours. Like,
nah,
we're not.
It's going to be the whole night.
It's going to be the whole night.
Yeah.
Like, we would stay. I think the longest we saw, like, a sunrise.
There's been plenty of sunrises,
like,
girl.
We were like, we're in bootlegs, and we had to go all the way to South Beach. And we're like, let's just, like, sit here. And like smoke a cigarette and watch the sunrise. We just like sat in silence.
Oh, you mean when we were at the pier?
At the pier,
not mm-hmm. South Beach. It was Edgewater. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, that one.
And we oh my God! Then I was
silence.
That was a whole thing.
In silence, and I think you don't want to be in your headspace. So you're mm-hmm. like, I just like want something with like loud music. I don't want to think. I just want to dance. And I'm like, okay, let's go. Like, where are we gonna go? Bootlegs. Like, that was not the best choice.
That was the best option we had. And I
for
loved
Staten
bootlegs.
Island, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, bootlegs was always my favorite place. Like, really. Like, it was the only place you could really dance on Staten Island.
Yeah.
No one was really dancing anywhere else.
Back then, what was it? Like, Big Nose Skates?
Oh, yeah. But that was
like
on the other side. I don't know.
It's very
to
far.
That.
Yeah. Like, no, yeah. we want to go here.
Yeah, we want to go there.
Yeah.
That was, like, a good thing. Or, like, I would come out to Queens.
Kidnap.
Literally.
That was like a 2-day stay.
Yeah, usually. I feel like a lot of times too, like I'll be like, girl, I'm going through it.
I'm going to Queens.
I'm coming to Queens.
And you know? I still have like the photos of like our toe hugs. We would just like cuddle.
Oh
but like
God.
Cuddling wasn't enough. We had a toe
it's
hug.
It was a toe hug.
It's not a toe hug to seal it.
Oh my goodness, what a time, what a yeah. time. Like that, you know, it's just like, it's interesting because it's like when you're coming out of, especially like a lot of those times, like I was like you know, coming out of relationships mm-hmm. or situationships, whatever case is, or like mm-hmm. one really long one that I was having a lot of things happen with. And, you know, it was like, you know, you want to be out and want to socialize because, like, for me personally, something that I have noticed about myself is that in relationships, like, I could become very consumed mm-hmm. and, like, I'm very involved and it's like, you know.
You drop the world.
Yeah, like, in a big way. Mm-hmm. Like, I forget about myself
yep.
and, like, whether someone's asking like, yep. me to do it or not. yeah, Liz, no. I'm growing.
okay. Like, and we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there, you know. And it's like, I know a lot of people are like that. I know a lot mm-hmm. of women are like that yeah. specifically, you know. And it's like, you know, we'll put our significant other before anyone or
anything else in the world.
And it's like, uh-huh. we can't always do that, mm-hmm. you know, because, like, who's going to, like,
be there for you. Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's like, yes, ideally the person, yeah. but also, like, if they're like centering, it's a different way. You need to, like, have that support system within yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, okay, immediately out of a relationship or, like, out of a fight or, like, whatever, and mm-hmm. then you're like, yeah, like, I'm gonna go out. And it's like, that's cool.
For,
you know,
a little bit.
It's cool for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, even, like, specifically if you're really just going to dance, mm-hmm. like, if you're really just going to do that, like, I know for me, like, I'm really not big on, like, casual interactions. Like,
you'll go for, like, an hour. Like, I need to leave.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm on my bed.
Are you staying? Or
what? I'll just be, like, drinking water in the corner. Like, I'm going to go home. And, like, it's, like, I fake go out. Like, yeah. you know, no, I do. I go out. Mm-hmm. Like, when I do, I really do commit to it.
Yeah, like, that's what I said. Like, there's no half-ass.
Yeah, no.
It's either you're committed or you're not going out.
I mean, sometimes I really just dip, though. Like, mm-hmm. That's different. Like, I feel like in the more recent years, because, like, I just, like, it's not a priority for me to go out. But, like, simultaneously, if I go out, I want to dance. Like, that's my thing. Is like, I want to
dance.
I want to smoke hookah and, like, have a conversation mm-hmm. with one of my friends. Like, those are my two things. Like, I'm not the type of person, I don't want to just go to, like, a dive bar and that no one's dancing mm-hmm. in. And, like, I don't really care to. Whether I'm drinking alcohol or not, like, I just like to. I feel like there's something, I've been talking about this a lot, like, with one of my really close friends and sisters and, like, and then another one of my friends, like, we were talking about how, like, dancing makes a big difference. Like, when you, especially when you're going through stuff, mm-hmm. like, it's like you're breaking up the trauma in your body. Yeah. You know, you're clearing it yeah. out. Like, you know, it's or else it gets stagnant and sticky mm-hmm. and you don't want to move. I noticed that stiffness, when I don't yeah. dance in a while, I get stiff. Like, mm-hmm. and then I dance and I'm embarrassed because I'm like, oh, now I'm stiff. I don't know how to dance no more. Wow. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. But then, like, for example, you know, I did my Zumba, which I love my Zumba. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Elva. Like, that's the good sis. And, like, Zumba is my favorite workout. Like, I love Zumba so much.
It doesn't even
much.
Feel like a workout.
It doesn't. And mm-hmm. it's mad fun. Like, and mm-hmm. when I did it last week, like, at first I was like, I don't remember the dances. I'm trying to remember them and I'm feeling stiff. And then by the first song, I was just, like, in it. You know what I mean? And I was just, like, fully committed. We're, like, in the park, just, like, swinging around. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it was really good because I was, like, yeah, I'm like, I remember and the that's first
that's
time.
Like, notice that, like, that's something you did for yourself.
Yes.
And I always, like, whenever we, like, we touch base and we talk about anything, I'm always like, Ashley, sometimes it's okay to be selfish.
Yeah.
It's okay to put yourself
told me that.
First. You know, because you
that.
Matter.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you could be consumed in any space, any relationship or situationships, whatever you want to call it. But I'm like, but you have to, like, do what makes you happy first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes, your significant other. Like, yeah. you have to be prioritized.
You got to get yourself right. Yeah.
Like, yourself. Because you can't also be in a relationship for someone else's benefit.
Yeah.
You know, like, what makes them happy. But, like, yeah. who's going to check up on you?
Yeah.
You know, like, even me, like, with my husband, I'm like, Gio, like, I take care. When everybody's sick, I'm like, tea, soups, everything, you know? But when I'm sick, she was like, do you want me to order you a chicken noodle soup or something? And I'm like, no, I want you to make it. Make it for me. From scratch.
Exactly.
From egg noodles.
Go get the chicken.
Go get it. No Panera. You make it. If Gio, you're listening, you know. He's like, you better not talk about me. I'm like, I'm talking about you.
It's real. It's part of the podcast. You know, it's like, I have a hard time when it, like, this is something that's been coming up for me recently is, like, you know, like, I have this platform, right? Mm-hmm. And the way that I do these podcasts is I decide to have someone on, or they, you know, they inquire, whatever the case is, and then, mm-hmm. like, a week before, sometimes yeah. a few days, sometimes 2 weeks.
And this was so sudden.
This was sudden. But like, and it was organic because like the what mm-hmm. ended up happening, usually like I pick a person and then we talk on the phone or in person, whatever.
You talk about
and
the we're topic like, you want to touch base on.
Okay. Yeah. Or I'll be like, what is a theme that's coming up for you in your life? You know? And then once we find a common vein, then we are like, okay, boom, let's stop talking about it. Let's just talk about it on the podcast. So it's organic because it's live. Like, so obviously we want a flowing conversation.
Yeah.
Because I've had in the beginning, I used to pick topics and like, sometimes when the actual episode would come around, it's like, I don't even feel like I want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not relevant anymore. Yeah. So to evade that, I kind of created this system organically and like, which is great.
It is great.
Because it's present. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But simultaneously, it's extremely vulnerable. You know, it can feel extremely like seeing because it's present. Like, you know, Lori is number one to know, like, after these podcasts, like, sometimes I call her and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm like, I talked about this. I'm so nervous. Like, I should delete my whole podcast. I guess, like, so anxious.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like.
And, like, right now, like, this topic, it's actually, like, perfect because it's two different point of views. You know, like, you're 100% single. Like, you know that, like, the dating scene.
Yeah.
And I'm married. And, like. Like, when you're going through something and you call me and you're like, hey, what do you think? I think I'm, like, spiraling. Or, because you, like, when you react to something, if you know Ashley, you know her. She goes in with her whole chest. She will let you know exactly how she feels. And I would be like, I can't believe you just did that. I can't believe you just said that. Like, it takes a lot in me to, like, actually say what I really want to say. Because, like, that's how we're opposites. Like, if you feel it, it's like word vomit. And I'm just like, I can't say it. I can't do it.
And, like, people look at me and they're like, you're so bold and you're so brave. And, like, I'm like, sometimes
I'm having a meltdown.
I'm like, sometimes it's too much. Like, sometimes I could, like, live without being this courageous. Like, I should just keep some of that in.
Yeah, because then, like, you'll say it and then you, like, you would call me, like, I think I overdid it. And I'm like, you can't untake what you just said.
Especially over the years.
It's
like,
done, it's said, and deal with it. Deal with the consequences. And that's it.
You know, I have to say the growth, though, man. Because, like, it used to be so much fun.
I would hold her hostage in my house. Because I'm like, if you leave this house, you're going to jail. Like, she would be, like, trembling, vibrating, furious. And I'm like,
I feel everything. Right here. I feel everything all very deeply. You know what I mean?
No, like that. Like, you know, that, like, that movie, like, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
You're the second person who said this to me. And I need to watch this movie. Because, like, you're like, I need to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, I need to watch it. I'm going to do that.
Like, I'm not going to talk about it in a while.
Yeah, yeah. All right, remind me, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's you. And I'll be like, I held you down. Yeah, like, physically held her down. And I'm like, you're not leaving my house.
Well, that was a particular situation.
If you leave here, I'm like, you're going to go to jail. And I'm like, I don't
want allegedly. Allegedly.
And I'm like, and I love you. And for your safety. For my peace of mind, I'm like, you're just going to stay here. Because that was traumatic.
That was very traumatic. Like, that was a very traumatic time.
Like, you know, obviously, like when I talked to, like, to Gio, I was like, you know, your breakups are traumatic. I live it through you. They traumatize me.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm like, what? The hell. Glad it ain't me.
And it's like, I think it's just because I'm like, you know, I'm an intense person. I feel like in the past few years I've been definitely finding nuance and like just what a gray area is. I feel like even recently, you know, like I already mentioned on the last podcast that, you know, like in this in the process of the breakup that I'm in right now is like, you
know,
are
you sweating? No.
I am, actually.
Don't
be shy now. It's like it's so vulnerable, bro. Like, it's like, all right, whatever. Anyway, but yeah, like it's. I feel like there is a nuance and there is like, a gray area, and like in that, I've been so uncomfortable because it's so much easier to like be like, you did me so wrong, like. I'm out. And it's like when it's not like that and you're like, oh, okay, like this isn't working out. Like, but then you have to stand on that. Like it is it without
without the like forcefulness of like, yo, like this is innately wrong. I need to respect myself. Like when it's not like that, when it's not so cut and dry, I feel like it's harder. I mean, at least for me, because like, you know, anger has been such a motivator to get me to do things in life, like, and hurt and trauma have been such a motivator.
Am I a therapist or am I your best friend right now?
I can't. Oh my God. Yeah. No, I'm like,
you're sweating. I thought I was a guest. Should I start questioning you? You're like, please don't.
Please don't. Please. I don't know what questions you're going to ask me.
But actually, let me pull up my notes. No.
Girl, put that phone down. Oh my goodness. But yeah, like, I feel like, you know, finding the nuance of just like, things not being so, you know, black or white. When what looks like in the gray area, I feel like that's just where I'm at in my life right now. Is like, there's a gray area. Like,
and how do you sit with that?
I have to accept it. That's really how I sit with it. I need to accept it, like, as much as I want to resist it, because, you know, there's an innate part of me that has been so accustomed to extremes and that has found, you know, comfort in extremes, that now when I'm moving through things with grace, like the thing about it is like, it doesn't make it easier. And I keep on saying that in each one of the, I keep on talking about.
Do you believe it?
Do I believe what?
That it doesn't make it easier?
Moving things with grace. I don't believe it makes it easier when it's happening. I think it does innately make it easier in the long run, because then you're actually accepting something as it is rather than being like, a totalitarian, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like in, you know, recent times, you know, like when, you know, it's like there's some things that I've have gotten triggered by, you know, and when I had gotten triggered by them, it kind of invoked this. I like the zoom in
on you. Like, keep on.
I
think
like
that got you nervous. You're zooming. There we go.
No, Getty. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, like, I feel like when I had gotten triggered, you know, sometime recently, that, like, I just seen this aspect of myself, and I seen that, like, I wanted a reason to be angry so that I can continue to move forward, because I didn't know if I could.
I feel like that's the only way, you know.
Yeah.
To be angry sometimes. Yeah. Not all the time.
More comfortable with it.
Yeah. You're either, I'd rather be angry than to deal with it and cry. I'm sure you do behind doors. But you always like have a wall. You know? And it's like, if you know Ashley, you know, like, for her to, like, let you in her feelings, it takes a lot.
You know, I feel like people don't think that of me, though. I feel like some people think that
How open do they know you?
Yeah, I feel like
people. Do they know you like I know you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. You're offended. I don't think so. Like, no, they don't.
No. The best friend. We collide. We actually headbutt.
Oh, poor Lydia.
You know, we think stronger.
Yeah.
So
that's how we charge up.
Yeah, that's how we charge up. like Rams.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I feel like, you know, once I realized that, like, that part of me was getting, like, invoked, I was like, bro, like, you need to, like, this is not even you anymore. Like, this is not even you. Like, this isn't
flashbacks.
Even, and this isn't what you want to embody. Like, how much healing have you been, how much work and time have you been putting onto your healing for you to like throw it out the window for what, for it to be easier? It's like the path of most resistance, but that has always been easier instead of the path of least resistance, because like for whatever reason, I feel like, you know, I'm not alone in that, and a lot of people go through that experience, and I'm just grateful that, you know, when you go through the different things, especially when it comes to relationships and stuff, and like actually finding the healing, like it's just like the best thing I could have ever gifted myself is just really being honest with myself. I always think I'm being honest with myself, because I am. I'm very honest. But there's layers.
I feel like you would heal by saying what you think people want to hear. And now you're like this new Ashley that you are, beautiful in and out. Thank you. You're not scared to ruffle a couple feathers.
Yeah.
If it hurts you, it hurts you.
For sure.
But it's better for you and it's better for that person. Like, you know, right back to rebounds.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot depend or use somebody just for your, for you.
Yeah.
You know, because you're breaking a heart.
Yeah. You're hurting somebody you're hurting yourself because you're thinking about that other person while you're with them.
You're hurting yourself and you're hurting others.
Yeah.
You know?
And only you can know. Because, like, at the end of the day, like, people could speculate or feel how they feel, but, like, you'll know when you're in something, when you're, like, looking at that person and, like, you actually want to be spending time with another person.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that just amplifies and gets, like, stored and suppressed, and then that shows up in really weird ways. And when you're not honest about it, like, there,
it takes control of you.
Yeah, like, it kind of takes control of you. Like, if for people who can have casual sex or, like, casual hookups or whatever the case is, like, you know, maybe a rebound is something, like, you know, if it's not, like, long-term. Yeah, maybe if you just wanted to go out and do something or, like, you know, mess with somebody sometimes, like, if that's your thing, like, that's your thing. Like, I personally don't, I just, I'm, it's not my thing. You know what I mean? Like, it would do more harm to me than good for me to, like, be.
It's intimacy.
Yeah.
And you're letting somebody in.
Literally, it's the most intimate thing you could possibly do is have sex. So, like, I don't want to do that with just anybody, personally.
You actually, like, what is it called? Like, a soul tie, like, with certain people. And, like, you don't know the energy that they have.
Absolutely.
You don't know what you're exchanging.
Yeah, if y'all are listening to this and this is, like, resonating, definitely go to the episode, STD, Sexual Transmitted Demons, and definitely tap into that one, because that's like, you know,
it's an energy exchange.
Absolutely, it's an energy exchange. And, like, I'm just a person who's super sensitive and porous to energy, that, like,
you can walk in a room and if there's somebody negative, you'll feel it. You literally would be vomiting.
Yeah.
Like, purging.
Yeah, no, it's, like, annoying. But, yeah, like, but I'm grateful. You know, I'm grateful. Like, you know, everyone has gift. You know, mine's just hypersensitivity. And, like, some other people can resonate with that and also have that, you know. And it's taken me a long time to be able to ground that and not let it control me, too.
Yeah.
Because it definitely did for a while, because I didn't know what to do with it. And, like, shout out to my teacher who really, like, showed me how to ground that in a really good way over the past years. It's, like, you know, getting back to, like, that aspect of, like, you know, well, what do you want to do? You know, do you want to, like, step out of something and step right into something and, like, rebound and, like, know you're doing it, you know, and, like.
Like, knowing. Like, yeah, everybody knows.
It, like, exactly. It, like, reminds me, like,
intentions.
You remember when we're, like, teenagers and you see people, like, they broke up one day and then, like, the next day with, like, with somebody else. Like, yeah. And
girl,
it's like,
you move fast.
Yeah. And it's like that stuff, like, you know, but, like, people live their whole lives doing
but,
that.
Like, touching back on that. In high school or younger days, and you just broke up with somebody, and then the next day, like you said, like being seen with somebody, it's like a young mindset because you're like, I don't want to look dumb.
Yeah,
I don't want to walk in by myself.
Look dumb.
You look
like,
dumber.
Like, yeah, and it's like
you
also
like now you look dumber.
Getting into side pieces, a lot of the times that's your plan B. Like that person has been your plan B.
Like that's,
you know,
like when I talk to like Gio, he'll be like. Like when there's a breakup and the person, the first person to move on right away, that person been there.
Yeah.
That person is in line. Yeah. They're just waiting for like that checkout.
They're waiting for that opportunity. Like
exactly.
Like, boom. Oh, here I can just slide through.
My chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're just waiting. Like, and that's what Gio would be like, oh, that's basically like emotional cheating because you're giving somebody this time and space.
You're giving someone this time and space, the energy, you know, to even think that they could occupy that space and also think that they can move in so quickly. And it's like, even if that,
like, that's how you'll know in a breakup, like, that's how you'll know. If you had questions, that's how you'll know.
Yeah. It's interesting because some people can't even see it like that, you know, because I think that it's just people just acting out of, like, what feels good in that moment and not thinking about it, like, long term or, like, where it could be coming from, not questioning themselves why.
No.
And I think that those are the situations in which that.
That's the whole situationship.
I have, that's the situationships, you know, and like I think that, you know, I've had a really hard time with empathizing with like the people who would be the side pieces, you know. I feel like I had a really hard time for a long time, you know, like understanding like how could you be okay with that, but then simultaneously like I've talked to so many different people, and I'm so grateful for that, and I've gotten to know so many different people, and, like, instead of just being a totalitarian, being a tyrant, and being a judge, like, being super judgmental and critical,
just being like, oh, like you didn't actually feel yourself like worthy. Okay, like, mm-hmm. all right, you know, and like listening to
people believe
to
their own lies.
Yeah. Or like think that, you know, that mm-hmm. it like that they're better than the other person, mm-hmm. like to get worthiness. Like, yeah, well, you're in a relationship, but like they're paying attention to me. Like there's mm-hmm. people that thrive off of that energy. Mm-hmm. And like whether they're aware of it or not, you know, exactly. it's a thing that happens. And it's like I've just had a hard time with that, you know. I've had a hard time mm-hmm. with just like people being that way, you know. I definitely like I empathize with it now and I can see it a little bit clearer. But, you know, especially when you're a person that had, like, something like that happen to you, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, you know, if you're anything like me, like, it's just, like, pure rage, you know. It's, like, it's hurt. It's pain. So it's, like, that could be triggering and stuff. But then I found a lot of healing talking to people that had that experience. But I actually really love them as a person. And I'm, like, oh, shit. So I can also have love for somebody who is in that position, mm-hmm. you know.
It was interesting. Sure. Definitely interesting. And I feel like, you know, there's another podcast that I did a while ago, and it was about, like, why do people cheat mm-hmm. and things like that. And it's, like, you know, I don't know if we really got into emotional cheating, but, like, that's, like, you know, and not to, like, go too much into, like, side pieces mm-hmm. and stuff like that. It's just, you know, having someone waiting in the wind and just knowing.
Bringing someone down with you.
Yeah.
With your pain.
Yeah.
It's selfish.
Like, it's also like if that person's like that involved too, like to know like what you're doing, like why wouldn't they think that you would do it like that? Like, you know, my friend Lamar always said like you got to be careful how you get somebody because you could lose them the same way.
Same way.
I really live by that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
How you meet them is how you lose them.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. like and that's made me hesitant to like say or do a lot of things in life, you know, mm-hmm. because no matter how strongly I've felt towards people, I'm like, this isn't morally correct. Like, I don't feel right about this. I don't feel right about mm-hmm. like, you know, I'm not going to actively pursue somebody like even if they're like back
they're
and forth,
not emotionally
or if they're available. Involved, if they're involved with somebody mm-hmm. in any spectrum.
Of
like,
course,
I just don't like that.
Respect. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
But
I guess
some people like that.
Yeah. But some people really do like that. And I guess that's just like whatever personal soup of trauma, whatever mm-hmm. ingredients of trauma that made their trauma soup that way, you know. I don't know, you know, but it's not for me to figure out. I think that like people just have their own experience with that, and it's like I just pray that anybody, you know, that might be going through that, you know, to deem themselves worthy enough to know that like they don't have to be a second option. Like, nobody has to be. It's not nice to be a second option.
It's not.
Like, and when you know it too, like that's
what I said, like it, and it sucks. I
how
mean,
could
we all
you
been there?
Yeah,
you know, like, nobody, you don't want to be second best.
Mm-mm.
So
I don't even let people in my life be second. Like I mean, second
it's
to
either,
me,
it's either,
yes.
It's either
but like,
you're first
or you're
not
in my
interested.
Life. Yeah, mm-hmm. I have to make those clear boundaries because I won't let people, like, break their heart over me without my, like, you know.
If you're not there.
If I'm not there, like, I'm going to tell you straight up I'm not there. You know what I mean?
I
and
can't
that
give you
hurts.
What you want.
Yeah, like that could hurt. But, like, at the same token, like, you know, it's just the honesty rather than, like, you know, either like leaving space for any imagination or fantasy or like whatever that, like, you know, we all have our fantasy world in our head. Mm-hmm. And if we don't like check it, then it becomes, you know, there's so many people that like we're all guilty of it, like looking at people and imagining like, oh, what it would be like. Oh, I would treat them so much better. Oh, they deserve this. You
I
know
wish
what
I
mean?
Was treated like this. Someone treat you like that.
Yeah.
But not everybody deserves it.
Yeah, and it's also in your head. Like, it's different when it's actually manifested, mm-hmm. you know, because then you look at it. And that's why I think that a lot of people, they think that they want to be with you, but then they don't actually accept the reality of what it is to be with you. And then you're left feeling like you have to modify yourself because, like, like it feels like you're doing something too much or you're not
and
doing
you're
enough.
Not, you're not giving them the real you, the real version of you. You give
because
them,
you're,
like,
you're tailoring
what,
it.
What they you think they want.
Exactly. And it happens subconsciously. And that's mm-hmm. the thing that people like, you know, you hear about people pleasing and things like that. It's like.
But it just happens.
It's just like, happening.
It's so quick to judge somebody.
You tend to realize
like,
when you turn around and then you're like.
That it's you. You did mm-hmm. it too. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
You realize it after the fact. Yeah. And like it's really like.
It's like. You know, like, oh, I want to eat here. Like, no, I want to eat this. I'm like, you know what? I was thinking that. Like, mm-hmm. no, now you're just, like, people pleasing. Like, your significant other. Without,
like, me too.
Without,
like,
yeah,
the
without,
energy of, like, oh, like, you don't have your own personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you could choose yourself and be selfish. It's okay. Mm-hmm. There's no judgment for it. There's nothing wrong with being first.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's you first. You know, who's going to take care of you? You know, we're adults. Back then when we were younger, you know, we had mommy to, like, nurture us. But, like, now we're, like, it's just, we're, it's us.
Yeah.
And if we're not there to mentally check ourselves and put ourselves first, mm-hmm. then who will?
Yeah.
You know, like you said, it gets so lost.
It gets so confusing, you know. And it's like, you know, like, even for me, like, although, like, I've had, like, people-pleasing tendencies and I've definitely, like, morphed myself in certain relationships at different times of my life, certain degrees, like, you know, and, like, simultaneously, like, I'm so myself that, like, if I want something, I'm gonna say what I want. Like, I'm mm-hmm. very much so, like, I stand on exactly what I want. Yeah. You know, so, like, that could also be problematic. And people aren't, like, okay with that all the time either. But, like, if they're not, you have to know that that's not your, that might not be your person either. Might not be your people either. If, like, mm-hmm. if you saying and stating what you really feel you want is, like, constantly a problem, like, that is not respecting boundaries or desires or, like, actually, like, what, like, the fulfillment of it, you know? So it's, like, rather than drinking it out.
In a relationship, empty.
Yeah.
Like, you're just there for a companionship.
Yeah, and it's, like, I don't, like, for me, I don't need companionship. Like, I'm good with being by myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm okay with being by myself.
That's what I'm telling you. Like, that's why it's okay to be alone.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason to drag somebody in the mud with you. If you're not in the space to date or you're not in the space to go in a relationship, mm-hmm. you know? Because, like, I feel like, you know, there's people that are, like, just relationship people.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, they break up and, like, they'll be single, but, like, the person they're talking to, they'll go in a relationship. Like, mm-hmm. they're just not dating. Like, it's, oh, we live together. Like, no, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, no, like,
yeah.
Give it time.
And it happens fast. I feel like people mm-hmm. are just reliving those cycles.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. And, like, I empathize with that because I've been that person.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
That's why, like, I mentioned it. Are you sweating?
But I've been that person, you know what I mean? And I've been that person where it's like, I get it. Like, I really understand when people are, like, when they go through that phase. Because it's like, for me, like, I feel like I always, like, trip into a relationship. Like, I'll be, like, just chilling. And someone be like, you, I want to keep you. I'm going to make you believe you need me. Give us 5 minutes. We're going to do it.
He's my husband. He just doesn't know it yet.
Oh, my God. You know, I mean, I only ever lived with two people. But still, like, you know, but, like, I genuinely, like, you know, with other things. Like, it's not getting consumed. Just not getting consumed, you know, and just slowing down the pace. And I feel like, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people recently that have just been going through breakups and, like, have been
actively
trying not to rebound, even though they want to rebound. Some people rebounding off the rip, like, it's boom, like 10 times worse.
Dating time right now.
It's apparently not. And on top of it, today is a solar eclipse, y'all. Like, this is not, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what it is, the time, and it isn't time. I'm just going to suggest, like, you know, it's like you need to either let go or you're going to be dragged. And, like, mm-hmm. I'm just so done with being dragged when I know mm-hmm. to let go of things. Like, I need to just let go. Like, yeah. I just have a hard time letting go. Like, I used to always say, like.
Like, now that you said, like, letting go, also healing could also be going back to your significant other that you guys needed space to outgrow and grow each other. Like, you know. So, are you sweating again?
I'm not sweating.
It's a light. How do you feel about that? Like, going, because a lot of people don't understand that sometimes your ex could also be a rebound.
Yeah.
Because it's just what's for comfortable.
Sure. For sure. That's a
it's
thing.
It's just what's comfortable.
That's definitely.
So, yeah. You know, you just get consumed.
Yeah.
And you just don't even see it. You don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just right back.
Yeah,
and, like,
and it'll just
one.
Happen super fast. Like, it'll just happen super fast. Like, before
change
you
topic.
Like, it'll just
and
happen.
Commercial.
It'll just happen fast. Like, you know, I know you were expressing to me, like, somebody that you know is mm-hmm. going through something like that.
I'm telling you, everybody's going through a breakup. Everybody.
I just think time will tell with everything. You know what I mean?
Right person,
I think
wrong time.
Yeah, that could be the case mm-hmm. with certain people. And then, like, with other people, it just might not be a thing. Like, sometimes, like, there's just no coming back. Like, sometimes people don't want to put the energy or the effort into it. Like, and I understand that. Like, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, you can only go so far, but you can't force anything. Like, you can't force anything. Like, if you decide, like, okay, we're going to break up,
mm-hmm.
And then, like, there's a forcefulness of, like, nah, we have to get back together. Or, like, even if you do interact, you know, and it's, like, we have to get back together. It's, like, but, like, it took so much. Like, I know at least for me, if I break up with somebody, it literally took me so much to get to that point. You know what I mean? So it's, like.
Because you're such, we could get through it. We could work this out. It's just temporary.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you do let go, you let go, you don't look back.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like,
in the back burner, it's there. Like, the thought.
And, like, and that's the thing. Like, you can't allow yourself to suppress things. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what happens with, like, healing relationships, right? Like, that's the third part of the title, right? Mm-hmm. Healing relationships is, like, what that looks like to me, once again, is just, like, being radically honest with myself. And I feel like a lot of the people around me, that's how, like, they're healing the relationship. You can't heal a relationship with somebody else if you're not healing the relationship with yourself. Like, you need to heal that relationship with yourself in order for you to make sense and discern what you even want in a relationship. Like, if you don't know what you want in a relationship, then why are you in one? You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what you want in a relationship, then you know what to look out for. But simultaneously, you have to also know what you want and also know what is realistic, right? Because they're like, you know, I've been guilty of having, like, unrealistic expectations. And then I've also been guilty of having, like, no standards, too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, not no standards, but, like close to, like, close to none. You know, because, like, it's like, I just wanted bare minimum.
Yeah.
You know, communication and this and that, it's and comprehension. Not that hard. It's not, and it is to some people. So, like, that's why I empathize.
Yeah, I mean,
like, and I empathize too much.
That's why I said, like, there's two different point of views. Because, you know, with my husband, when we argue, which is rare, Gio, it's very rare. But, you know, and we have to just give each other space.
Yeah.
You know, because
that's the thing, space is so important.
I'll just go upstairs, and he'll be downstairs. And then, I don't know, because, like, my husband, like, we could get in an argument, and he'll just, like, go play Call of Duty. I'm like, you don't even care. You don't even care. You don't even care about my feelings.
Yeah.
So, like, and then that would prolong the argument.
Yes.
I'm like, now I'm
because, like, you're not even affected by this. Like, I can't even breathe air correctly. And you're just, like, ready to go to sleep. Like, I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah.
You don't care at all?
Like, yeah. So, I'm just like, you don't care. And he's like, what do you, it's like, he'll be like, Adriana, if I go upstairs and try to talk to you, you're going to be like, get out. He's like, so why am I? I'm like, but I want you to try. I want to tell you,
get out. That's the whole thing. Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's just
give
also
me that. Let me tell you off. I want to argue.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just want some little bit of dramatic, like, effects here and there. Yeah. And then I'm like, this is, like, you know, when we make the joke, like, this is too healthy.
I need
a little drama. Like, this is way too healthy because it gets like that.
It does. You know? And, like, also, it's like, I don't know. Like, for me, at least at this point in my life, like, I'm so good off of all of that. Like, I'm so good off of all of that. Like, I just feel like there's always things going on in the world that's more than enough to fill whatever that pocket is. And it's like, I just want peace. You know what I'm saying? And if I don't have peace in a partnership, in a certain light, like, you know, I might have it in one area, but not in another. Like, it's just like, I'm not, you know, I'm still young, but I'm not that young anymore. And it's just like,
to play games? No.
Yeah. And
to know what you want? Yeah.
If my central nervous system is activated constantly because I feel like I'm not receiving something, it doesn't mean that the person isn't enough. It means that we're just not compatible at this time, you know? And, like, just being honest with yourself about that is just what you have to do, or else you're going to just consistently live in that space of stress. And, like, that causes people to do weird things, like things that you might not want to do. And it's like, that's, you know, that like I said, the best part of my healing and just in healing relationships in general, like from the past, present, recent past, distant past, is, like, just going back to myself and just, like, nurturing the relationship I have with myself and being like, okay, well, what do you need? Like, I got
you.
What
do I want?
Yeah. Like, what do I want? What do I need? Like, that's what I'm focused on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, even, like, recently there was something, like, that, like, someone considered something and it's just like, I don't want that. Like, I don't want people. Like, I don't want anybody to be a space holder for me. I need to feel this pain.
Yeah.
I need to grieve this. I need to, like, give it space to be like, fuck, like, you wanted something to work and it didn't, but it's okay. Mm-hmm.
because exactly. you got you, and like there has to be a greater vision. And it's like, you know, a part of me is like a hopeless romantic, not a hopeless romantic, right? And then there's the other aspect, and then there's the other aspect where it's like I don't center it. Like I really mm-hmm. don't. Like I don't really care to like go out, but then when it's involved, I care too much. Yeah. I get consumed. Mm-hmm. So like now,
that's how you just that's how you are. Yeah. There's no half ass.
Yeah.
Like it's either everything or nothing. Mm-hmm. Did you just burn yourself on purpose?
I did. It was just like a like intrusive thought that just took over. Of course it did. But yeah.
Oh, they can't see it.
they can't over here probably. Oh no, they can't either. Can't.
I'm like,
oh yeah.
I'm like, did she just do what I think she did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I just did my finger.
You're just like looking.
I just did my finger in the wax. So I was just like, you know. But anyway,
memories. Anyone?
Anyway. I was just trying to get myself back here. There was nothing else to that. Anyway.
If you know, you know. And that's the perfect timing.
Oh, I might just want to hide in this teacup right now. Jeez, like, I think you had me sweating the most than anybody else that ever had on this podcast.
I was just going to say that. I'm like, Jesus. I've watched your... Like on Instagram, I've been watching your videos, and I'm like, this is like the most nervous I've seen you.
Cause I'm vulnerable, dude. Like this shit is real. Like
you are. Mm.
Yeah, and it's like the only reason. Yeah,
like a little lip sweat, like right here. Like a little bit.
Anyway,
it's cute. I love it.
All right.
It's really cute.
I just want to be honest with y'all. The only reason that I'm over here doing this, like that, like
here it comes.
It's because, like, you know, like, am I benefiting from, like, being this uncomfortable up here? Like, I'm sure in the mm-hmm. long term, probably. But, yeah. like, right now, you know, I'm just, the whole point of this podcast, not only this episode, but the podcast in general is, like, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to be as real with y'all.
Because you're not the only one.
Exactly. Because whoever is going through any of these experiences and can relate, like, can feel seen, and that maybe, you know, have the courage invoked for them to do something or like, or not do something or like think about it. Like, that's the whole purpose of this podcast, man. And I'm just yeah. like, so it like, I,
it's okay to be uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And cause it's like, I'm not trying to come on here and be like talking shit about mm-hmm. people or act like things don't faze me. Like it does. Like yeah. things faze me.
That's exactly how we got here.
Yeah.
Like it was just that one phone call.
The one phone call. And I'm like, yo, you're explaining shit better than I am. I think you should help people and me and like, come on here and share your
call voice. In right now. FaceTime me if you have a question.
Yeah.
But I just think that I know what to say at the right time. In a good way.
Most of the time.
without bashing anybody, right?
Yeah.
But I'm a very bad texter and call back people, but like person. But when you called me, I'm like, oh, I have time. Let me talk. And we were on the phone for like 2 hours, just like chopping it up. Mm-hmm. And then you were just like, wow. Like, I need you on the podcast, and you need to tell people your insight or what they want to hear. Because, like, you know, like, there's friendships that they don't want to hurt feelings, and there's friendships that have to keep it 100% true. Mm-hmm. If for the benefit of your friend, if you want them to strive and heal, if you really love that person, it's okay to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I have to, as a friend, it's my job to tell you things how it should be said, how you should heal, mm-hmm. how you should move forward. If, you know, at the end of the day, you're a grown-ass person, mm-hmm. you could do whatever you want. Your choice.
It's the accountability. It's a love. Yeah, it's genuine is. Love.
But
it's
I'm like, care. Would I do that? No. You're bold.
Yeah.
You did what? Okay. Oh, we're back there? Okay. Okay. Okay, girl, I see you. But then.
Just being honest with myself.
Yeah, and then I think you play with your feelings a little bit too much sometimes.
Yeah, I gave them to Creator. I gave them to God. That's where I'm at right now. I gave my feelings to God, and I need to just focus on my business and to keep my feelings there. And that's where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Like don't slide in my DMs. You know what I mean? Like that's where I'm at. Like for real. Like it won't be a good time. Like we could chat about life, no more than that.
That's
you know.
It. And that's that. And that's the
tea. Yeah, that's the truth. You know what I mean? That's where I'm at personally. It's like just not on that timing. And it's just like,
but there's so much that had to happen for me to have the courage and bravery to do everything that has been done recently.
You know, like, if my friends are watching, I'm not saying names. But, like, I'm telling you, everybody's going through a breakup. Mm-hmm. Everybody is going through it, like, a lot. And, you know, I'm the only one in a healthy relationship. So they're like, what do you think I should do? Yeah. Should I go back to square one? Or should I just close that chapter? Yeah. And it's been like in the cases, it has been very traumatic breakups that I'm just like, do you want to go back there? Mm-hmm. Because when you have a traumatic breakup and then you go back to that person, even though you say we're going to start from ground zero, you can't. It just happens so naturally that you bring back old things and fight. And it's like, why are you gonna go back with somebody that you're just gonna fight with? Yeah. Like, just move on.
Yeah.
No. Like, it's not
what's the worth point of it? Because then you're just addicted to that. Yeah. You might as well just do that with another person.
Yeah. Truthfully, I think so. Because there's not going to be trust. There's not going to be any, how do you say it? Like, what's the word I was telling you on the phone? Like, if there's no trust, there's like you forgive and forget, but you don't forget. And then you're going to be with somebody that you're going to keep on bringing back the past, and neither of you are going to move forward.
Yeah.
So why would anybody, and I say this to all my friends when they like ever ask me, I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't think it's the right thing to go back to a person that it just didn't work out the first mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, I get it when I even say it to, like, right person, wrong time.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it would work mm-hmm. in my point of view.
Yeah.
It has worked out for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But
it would take a lot of work. But it's depending on who and what situation.
Like, if you wanted to, you would.
Yeah.
If you want to, you would.
It's true.
You know? But both.
Yeah.
Both. Like, you both put people some work, have to want you put to. Some work.
For sure.
You want this and you want this, then both of you, like, you don't bring this up, I don't bring this up. Mm-hmm. We're just going to start from ground zero.
Like, really start fresh. Like, really, really completely start fresh.
That's the only way it would ever work out.
And that could only happen with time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. That can only happen with time. Like, you can't force it, like, immediately after a breakup. Like, mm-hmm. you have to have time. You have to understand how you really got there. 99%
of the time you try again, it fails miserably, probably worse than the first time.
Yeah. And, like, you know, especially, like, you know, I was a person that, like, in past situations, like, I couldn't let go of things. I mean, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, whatever. Like, it was intense. You know?
Traumatic.
Life for me to heal from.
Emotional but, like, damage.
At the same token, it's like, well, if I truly, I wasn't being honest with myself. Like,
you thought you could move on.
I was trying to rush the healing process. Mm-hmm. I was like, well,
you're stubborn.
Yeah, in some ways. And, like, you know, it's like I had, you know, I had this whole experience. Yeah. I went this whole place, sat with this whole medicine, all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah. Like,
I could do
I understand now. So that means I can forgive now. But you can't rush the process of forgiveness because it's like your body stores it. So then you hate yourself, which mm-hmm. is the last episode I just had. It's mm-hmm. called Fuck You, Love You. And it's like you hate mm-hmm. yourself for loving somebody.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, I did that like at a certain time.
Like, you guys worded it perfectly fine. Like, you know, it always starts with I love you.
It always starts with I love
you. It always starts with I love you. And it always ends up. Because
fuck you isn't that serious mm-hmm. if it's not love first, right? And mm-hmm. it's just like, whatever you guys. Yeah. But if it's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you hurt me. You hurt my heart, you know? And
it hurts everything, like your ego.
Yeah, it hurts.
And like this is like a lot of thing that I also see like with my friends, like that go through breakups. They can't help but blame themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did I do?
Yeah, well, there's a and foot like, in it. There's both.
I'm like, I'm here. I'm watching from the outside. Like, you did nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just saying that because you're my friend and I met your significant other because of you, but mm-hmm. you really didn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you were not emotionally ready and you voiced it out, then you voiced it out.
Yeah.
But, you know, you tried for that person. And that's why I'm like, you could be selfish. If you don't want to be with X, Y, and Z, then don't. because you're just bringing another person down with you.
Exactly. And so that's why it's just exactly that part, just being honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's like whether you're in a rebound.
Don't force yourself.
Some people are in rebound relationships for years and don't even realize it. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's one person or it's cycles of other people. Mm-hmm. But like you still aren't past something with somebody. You know what I mean? It's like.
Like you're with somebody, but like I really wish it was you. And it's like, no, that doesn't work like that. It doesn't benefit nobody. It doesn't benefit yourself.
It doesn't.
You force yourself, like I said, they believe their lies.
Yeah, and it's just like, it hurts people. Mm-hmm. You're hurting people. You're hurting yourself. Mm-hmm. You're hurting yourself because it's like, if you want, there's nothing like, you know, okay, like, you're opening up a pack of Starburst and, like, you only eat the pink ones. And every time you open it up, there's no pink one. Like, you're going to eat an orange one. Mm-hmm. You're going to be like, all right, this is whatever. But, like, I really want a pink one. Like, nothing's going to ever taste like that.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get your pink Starburst, or you got to wait for the pink Starburst to come to you because someone's just going to walk past you and end up handing you pink Starburst, and you're going to be like, wow.
Oh, this is the one.
Because I stopped looking for it. You know what I'm saying? Because you stopped looking for it and settling for anything less than,
It's a settle.
Yeah. Because, like, you deserve it, you know? Whoever's listening, like, you deserve what is for you, and only you can know what is for you.
Like, sit with it. Like, there's always that little voice in the back of your head saying, this is not the person. Mm-hmm. And if you hear that and you know that, then sit with it. It hurts.
It does hurt.
But it's better than the long run and wasted time, wasted space, and wasted emotions.
For sure. I mean, it's like you could look at everything as a learning experience, and some people have to go through different relationships in order to, like, you know, heal the relationship with themselves, or, like, whatever. Like, we're all stubborn as humans. Some people need, like, a big period of isolation. Some people need to be with somebody, you know, in order to see what it is that they want. I mean, it's fucked up, but it's true. Like, sometimes it really is. You need to date people to know what it is that you want.
Mm-hmm. Or like to know. Kiss a couple frogs to get to your prince.
Yeah, you know, and it's just about, like, you know, once again, just being honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, and then also, like, not trying to force anything. Like, surrendering control. And just being like, whatever is for you is going to be for you. You know what I'm saying? No matter what. No matter what time and space happens. If it's meant to be for you, it's going to be for you. And it's like, if you constantly think about it or fixate on it, you don't believe it's actually for you. You're afraid
that it's going to happen when it's going to happen, and that's it.
And whatever and however that looks. And, like, you know, that could look like something you never imagined. That could look like completely different person, people coming into your life, you know, and, like, being even more than what you ever imagined a person could be with you. Or it could be, like, just taking a few years and, like, really just nurturing that relationship with yourself, and, like, not even it being, like, romantic, and just, like giving yourself new heights, like, reaching goals and businesses and making money, or, like, doing the things that you need to do for yourself, getting acquainted with your body and, like, really loving yourself and, like, putting all that into you. Or it could look like, you know, maybe you do revisit something with somebody, but there's been time and space that, like, has came, you know, there, and then you actually are at a space where you can, like, start from fresh. But like you said, you gotta want to. You both have to want to.
Yeah.
And if you're both not ready for it, you can't force it, because it's like, I could tell you personally from my own experience, like, anytime that I've done that, I've hurt myself immensely. I've hurt myself immensely, and I've hurt other people, and it's actually made me the worst version of myself. Like, it'll make me the most toxic, the most possessive, the most insecure version of me, because you hate that you love somebody, because you're putting them before you, because you know you need to stand on your respect, but you don't want to give space because you don't want anyone to take up that space with that person. But guess what?
You're being selfish.
They're going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
It's going to happen anyway. Because if that person wants somebody to occupy their space, they're going to be right there.
If they
like,
wanted
white
them,
on rice, like a fly on a chart, it's just going to be like right there. Because if the thing is like if somebody wants something, they're going to do it. Like, they're going to go out their way to do it, you know? Yeah. And it's like, yes, fear is a thing. And yes, there's factors and stuff like that. But like,
breakups are scary.
Breakups are so scary, for real. Like, it's so scary, so vulnerable. Everyone's, like, concerned about, like, oh, like, what are people going to say? What are they going to think? This, that, and the third, like, you know, and then there's, like, the middle ground of, like, talking about it and then being private, you know, because, like, once everybody knows that you're single, and then they're trying to bark up your tree, and you're not even trying to, you know, you're trying to build a fence, you know, and it's just, like, or, like, it's just, not forcing anything, man. Just allowing things to be organic and just, like, trusting that process. No matter how lonely, no matter how scary it gets, you know, like, it's, like, I'm a big advocate for, like, screaming,
you know, like, and like, oh, really? Yelling on the, not like that, and like screaming like on the top of your lungs, like being in the car, like going on a mountain, and like I've just been in the park a lot, like I'm like going on
song.
Parks
sing
and, like,
that song, scream yes. that song, oh my God. Cry that song.
I won't worry, but I need, wait, I won't worry, but I need peace by Kali Uchis.
That's I haven't heard it.
That's a good one. We'll play it in the car for sure.
Okay,
but yeah, it's like it just like that, like it's like, you know, man, like just giving those aspects of yourself that is like, oh my God, like I can't, like, you know, everything that makes you want to swipe on your phone or call somebody or mm-hmm. whatever it is, like writing it down or like making a video blog, a voice note, or like just going somewhere, like going to wherever you can find peace, like, you know, going somewhere where you could pray, like, or mm-hmm. or set an intention, whatever you believe in, you know what I mean? I've been going to like multiple places, but like one place that's like indoors to like pray, which is yeah. really great outside of my house. And then I've also been going to like just parks to pray
yeah.
and just connect with nature and connect back with myself and like, you know, see, oh, it's spring. Like, you know, mm-hmm. like there's
everything is growing.
Onion grass, there's like mugwort, mm-hmm. there's so many different herbs and stuff mm-hmm. like, you know, around us. And it's like really cool. And I'm going back into herbal school because my herbal school dropout. But given it was 2020 and I had like 3 jobs, so like I could not manage it.
You took everything at once.
I did, which I tend to do, yeah. but now I'm like just spreading it out really so that it makes sense. Yeah. Well, I had a whole conversation about chaos last night with a good friend of mine. And like, so I don't even know what I'm perceiving as chaotic or not anymore, but I just know that I just want peace, you know?
You'll find it. Yeah. And I think
I have it with myself. I have it with myself.
You found it with yourself. I mm-hmm. think you're just looking for your equal yeah. that's going to compliment you.
I don't really want to do that anymore.
No, you. You should sit with yourself by yourself.
Yeah, I'm by myself please. Right now. Like, I
for
just
my
like
sanity. That.
That's I don't want to lie to myself anymore, bro. Like, I just want to be, you know, it's like, it's just crazy because it's like you hit a certain age and like regardless of like what your sexual preference is or whatever, like as a woman, yeah. your body's like, are you having kids? Question mark. Like, and I'm like, yo, like I've never actually like really experienced that because like how could I, like I didn't hit a certain age, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not like a baby fever person. I'm like, oh my God, babies, like I like kids.
No,
they're
you're
cool.
Like, I'm tia.
I'm like, yeah, like I'm the cool tia, you know what I mean? That's exactly what I am, like. So but like, and it's like it plays a factor, age plays a factor, because yeah. it's like you just think about things differently.
No,
I don't feel
like
a time limit?
Yeah.
I don't really feel like that. I just actually consider it in my plans more than I have.
So, you, like, you, that you end goal, you would want that. You would want a family.
I mean,
no.
It depends on the state of the world. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because it's like, I don't want to just be, like, breastfeeding on one end and having, like, an AK-47 on the other hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know what the state of the world is going to be. You know, I don't know what the state of the world is going to be, you know, respectively. Cause it's like, if I do have kids, I want to raise them in a certain way. Mm-hmm. You know,
we're leaving to Mexico.
Yeah,
bro, rancho life.
Absolutely, that's what I would want. Like for real, like if I were to have kids, like that's what I would yeah. want. Like is to have land. Yeah. I want to grow. Mm-hmm. I want to grow my exactly. veggies. Like I see it. Like I see it. I know I'll get there. I know I'll give that to myself.
I see it too.
But honestly. Before I even, like, you know what I'm saying? Before kids come into effect, before any of that comes into effect, the relationship
you
has come
heal
into
yourself.
Effect. And I have to heal myself.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's just, like, you know, just considering all of those things, mm-hmm. but simultaneously grieving. You know, I just left something.
Yeah.
Something that I thought I could have all that with.
Yeah.
So that's a reality, and I'm grieving that. And that's going to take time. Mm-hmm. And that's going to look like I wake up and I want to cry and scream. And then mm-hmm. that's going to look like I feel great and I'm out and I feel free. And it's going to look different every day. But, you know, my advice to anybody that's going through any kind of experience like similar, you know, anything that we're talking about here, it's just like letting yourself feel, because even if you are in a rebound, like you're still going to have days that you're grieving whoever it is that you actually want to be with. And if you don't allow yourself the space to feel those things, it will be suppressed and it will manifest in, like,
in your future relationships.
In your future relationships, and also in ways that you don't want. Like, it's going to invoke things and, like, and pick out insecurities. Like, if you just know you did the best you could, you know what I'm saying?
And you
stepped out of something, you did the best you could. You can understand, you know, how things mm-hmm. were right, how things were wrong, you know, and then give the space to the unknown. Like, you never know what can happen. It doesn't mean wait on somebody. No. It doesn't mean pursue somebody. It means to just be with yourself and everything else will make sense.
It'll fall in place.
it will. I truly believe that for everybody. Yeah. I feel like I just, like, you know, I just don't want to ever look back in my life and be like, wow, I settled for this. Like, you know what I mean? At any point.
I feel like a lot of people resonate with that specifically. Like, you settled.
Yeah. Like, because you see it all the time. I mean, maybe not everybody sees it, but like, yeah, like.
But it's like one too many.
Yeah.
So, and it's not good for you. It's not good for your headspace. No. To just be like, oh, maybe this is what I want. Maybe this is what I need. Like, you force yourself into a lie that it's not what you really want.
Yeah.
It's another space holder.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's why I think it's important to, like, not rush into, like, things right
away. Something right away.
Like, because then, like, yeah, because then you can definitely end up in that space. I feel like a lot of people I know, especially when they're getting towards their 30s, that, like, you know, or later 30s, like, you know, it's like, oh, like, this pressure, or, like, you know, if you're in a hetero relationship, like, oh, like, you know, I have to have kids. Like, even if you're in, you know, if you're in a gay relationship too, like, you know, like, all right, in vitro, like, and looking at that process, options, like, there's so many different things, you know what I mean? And it's just, like, that makes people be like, fuck it, like, I'm just going to settle down with this person. This is what I want. Do it. Yeah, and it's,
my,
like,
time is, like, running out, so I need to do it now or never.
Yeah, so, you know, with all that being said, like, just really taking your time, knowing that there is time, even when it feels like there isn't, because rather than, like, haste makes waste, and rather than, like, trying to force something into that way, like, just like, really giving yourself the grace to, like, just nurture you, like, get to know you, like, what's your favorite color right now, what song is your favorite, like, what do you love about you, what's your favorite attribute, you know what I mean, like, all these different things, like, ask yourself a question, treat yourself like the person that you're in love that with, infatuated want, with, you know, treat your business like your kids, treat your whatever, like, you know what I'm saying, like, whatever it is that you're seeing, like, shifting in your reality and things like that, it's like,
just make it happen.
Make it happen. Make space for you. Make space for you. And you deserve it. It gets better. It does get better. And then you get, like, you get more fun with, like, hanging out with yourself. Like, I love hanging out with myself. Like, I be dancing. I, like, I have a great time. I, like, I mean, I'm, like, I have cats, too. So, like, you know, I just be, like.
Party of one.
Party of three.
One human, two cats.
Yeah, they're great. You know, also just, like, you know, it just, whatever can free your mind, whatever that is. And sometimes the things that free our minds hurt, you know, so. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
With that being said, I just really wish that everybody who's, you know, going through it for that healing for you to gift that to you. Be true, like, you know, speak on what it is that you actually want, who you actually want, who you don't want, whatever it is, like, to yourself. Even if you just write it down and burn it, like, you know, what does that look like for you? Like, there's, I've been reading this book. It's called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself.
Okay.
Well, I'm listening to audiobook because ADHD. But
I want to finish the book now.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I like to do a million things while I'm also doing it, like, and listening to it, and then I'll, like, have to reread it. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I like to have a physical book and an audiobook, but, like, whatever. Anyway, that's the book I'm on right now, which I strongly recommend anybody who's resonating with this podcast to listen to. I think it's by something Dispenza. He also makes the book that's called, like, Becoming Supernatural. But it's really good. And it's talking about, like, the cyclical behavior, but it's also talking about, like, I guess in a form, like, manifesting, but, like, it's not so, like, new agey. It's more, like,
modern,
centraled in, like, more of this, like, psychological, like, also mystical, but also psychological. And it's, like, talking about just, like, seeing things. Like, this person was so happy, you know, they seen the life that they wanted and they believed that it was going to happen. Yeah. And they, like, there's somebody, who was I just talking about? I think it was my friend Danny. So I was talking to, or maybe it was Renga. I don't know. Anyway, it was somebody I was talking to recently where they're just like, I'm so happy. Like, I love my wife so much. And he doesn't have a girlfriend. You know, but he's like, I love my wife so much. Like, she's going to be so happy. Like, it's like, it sounds silly. It could sound, like, delusional. But at the same token, it's like, you're setting yourself up for that. If that's what you want, you know, it's like, oh, my business is so, it's doing so well. It's so, it's reaching everybody supposed to, you know, this podcast is reaching everyone supposed to at the right time. You know what I mean? Just, like, really believing that, speaking those things instead of being like, what do I lack? I don't have this. I don't have this.
Self-doubt.
I don't have this person. When someone, when you break up or someone's not in your life anymore, there's an absence and there's grieving. And we, like, we don't, I mean, in this society, we don't make space for proper grieving when it comes to people dying. Of course. Of course we're not going to make space for people, like, that
some people get, like, single shamed.
Yeah, literally. Like, I mean, that shit don't work for me. Like, I'm just like, all right, bro, that's weird, but all right.
Go fight with your boyfriend.
Yeah, like, you know.
Go fight. And
that's
here.
And that's why everything, same thing with kids, too. Like, yeah. People are like, oh, you don't have kids? Like, yeah, no.
No,
like,
yeah, life.
Like, yeah, exactly. I'm okay. Like, but once again, most of all, just do what you need to do for yourself. Like, just do what you need to do for yourself. Be honest with yourself. Love yourself loudly, like whoever and whatever and with wherever.
Flaws and all.
It'll just come. It'll come to you. Looking for it, that shit is just going to pass you because it's going to be like, why are you looking at me like that?
Are you going to make me pick a card?
I'm going to make you pick a poem. Okay. I'll pull a card and then we got to wrap up.
Sure.
Yeah, if you want to just like close your eyes and pick whichever is supposed to come out. Whatever poem. For today, what do the people need to hear?
Oh, you know what's crazy? When you lose hope.
Mm. Not you laughing.
It's a good laugh. Oh, trust me. It's just, we understand. And here it comes.
Go ahead, you can read it. Yeah.
Oh, I lost it.
Oh, yo. I'm waiting for you to read this. Like, all right, then just pull another one. What is it that we need to hear? How you read the title and put the book down?
No, because I saw like the first couple words and I'm like, oh no, we can't do this here. It was like too much. We'll read it in the car.
It's okay. Just open up to a page. Yeah,
no,
just
I want to buy it now.
Like, no, I want this one.
I want this one.
Close your eyes and just open up to a page, and if it's meant to be, it'll come back. Still looking for it.
No, it's like, in case you ever wondered. This is very long, though.
Okay. Do you want me to read it?
Yes.
Okay. In case you ever wondered, this is page 115. In case you ever wondered, sometimes I wonder if my dreams are too big for the world, or if the world is too small for my dreams. Somehow, life always pushes me in the direction of following my dreams. Being hopeful has never left me hopeless. Being thankful has never left me unthankful. Being happy has honestly left me sad. Being compassionate has never left me heartless. Being happy has honestly never left me sad. Being compassionate has never left me heartless. And being grateful has never left me ungrateful. Being honest with myself has never left me feeling guilty or insincere. Living up to my own expectations can be difficult because of my expectations for myself are too high. But are they better than others' expectations for me? Definitely. Are they more relevant to my life and to my dreams than others' expectations for me? Absolutely. So today I encourage you to be hopeful, thankful, happy, compassionate, grateful, and honest with yourself. Start off with positive outlooks because they will never end up negatively, regardless of what those around you may tell you. Ignore the negative advice, follow your dreams, live up to your expectations, and remember, it's okay to be hard on yourself sometimes because no one knows what you're actually capable of doing more than yourself. Don't fall short of the greatness you know that is in you. Believe in yourself, trust your judgments, and set out for your dreams. They may be closer than you think.
Is that not a hypnosis? Oh, like this whole podcast? It's like on the like right
bro
there.
this book always does it. I'm like, I can't even. It's the last sentence for me. Yeah, it's the relevance. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, if there was a description to like this episode, it would be that.
Yeah, no, this is like what this book does for real.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta wrap up because Kenny gotta go, so I'm gonna just pull two cards super fast.
Yes,
in the best way possible for anybody who is listening and would like to seek advice on the cards in a good way. What is the energies that we need to invoke for ourselves right now? What is the energies that we need to invoke for ourselves right now? Okay, changing perspective. Changing perspective. Finding a new outlook on our freedom and what that looks like for us. What is the freedom that we have? The freedom to choose, the freedom to do whatever it is that we need to do for ourselves, to be honest with ourselves, and to also maybe like pivot. Maybe you're thinking at one thing, it's like the hanged man came up in reverse. You know, it's like you're kind of like standing up, like you can just untie your leg because you're on the ground now, you know, but you're just kind of standing in the same position, like looking at things like, do I have freedom? It's like, you do. So do what you need to do with that freedom,
yep.
You know, and just honor yourself and do that in the best way possible. So, yeah, thank you guys for listening. I'm going to, on the Instagram Live, I'm going to go back and, like, answer the questions and stuff. And I'm also going to play the Heart Chakra Bowl. But we're going to get off live on here. So if you guys want the extra content, shoot over to the Instagram. And also, I just wanted to say shout out to Angelica Styles by, shout out to Ciara Styles by Angelica, who did my hair. I just wanted to also give her a very big shout out. She's incredible.
And really good.
Thank you. And like, I just wanted to feel girly and like have long hair again because I cut off all my hair and I'm just so grateful because like my scalp needed air too because my hair is so dense. And you know, just like shout out to Ciara. She's an incredible woman. Definitely if you guys are local and you want somebody to book and you're like a responsible human being, like then yeah, hit me up and I'll give you that information. So. Thank you so much for coming on the pod, for being you.
Thank you for being you.
For being an incredible friend and an amazing best like, friend. Literally, like, we won't see each other for a year and it's best like friend. Nothing the moment we see each other. Like, best friend. Best friend. It's the possessiveness that I love. Like, you know, it's so, like, you know.
And they didn't know our birthday is one day apart.
Now they know.
Now they know.
Now they know.
Yeah. But thank you. Thank you, guys.
So, thank you so much for tuning in with us. For sure. And
till next time.
Till next time, for sure.
Bye.